local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two. Give it up for hour number two. Yeah, hip, hip, hooray. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here speaking with you alongside Chris Bryan. Chris, how are you?
Oh, pretty darn good. 5'10". Let me just tell you, if I threw this number out to you, how would you respond? 17 million. Just a number. 17 million. There you go.
That's a net worth I'm hoping to one day have.
That's the number of people going to be traveling this Labor Day.
Wow, really? Yeah,
just got these numbers passed on to us. More Americans expected to travel over the Labor Day holiday weekend this year than in 23. AAA is reporting this. Well, they shot this to me early this morning, saying travel bookings from Thursday, August 29th through Monday, September 2nd, up 9% this year. International bookings are down 4%. And they're saying this is partly due to the inflation issues and also driving up those international travel costs up 11%. Top five destinations this year. Hmm. I don't agree with all of them.
Me neither.
So I'll throw them at you. Number five is Boston. Okay, that's a good one.
I get it.
Number four, NYC. That's a good one. Number three is Anchorage, Alaska.
I get that one.
Oh, good. Number two is Orlando and number one, Seattle. You don't get that one.
I do not get that one at all. Orlando makes sense. First of all, Labor Day weekend, Orlando is kind of odd because it depends on how long you're going to be gone. When people hear Orlando, they think Disney World. Let's just say it. Let's call it like it is, people. You can't do Disney World in just a couple days. So I don't know. I guess if you're going to try to kind of expand on the vacation a little bit, Orlando might be an ideal spot. But Boston, New York, those are big cities. Anchorage, Alaska, I get it because of the scenery. I get that.
It's a long way to go for anybody.
Quite a long way to go for scenery. Yes, I will give you that. Just go see the Grand Canyon or something. However, Alaska is a lot better climate-wise, I'm sure, this time of year. But then Seattle is the main one that I think trips me up. Why Seattle? Seattle's rainy. It's not a huge tourist attraction city.
Well, it is.
I mean, what else it got there?
But, they have this great thing, this... I lived up in the Pacific Northwest up there, and they have great outdoor activities all up and down the Oregon coast, all the way into the Seattle area. And then you've got this an island off the coast of Seattle, and it's actually a British island, and it's very interesting. But just it's outdoor, you know. It's just they've got a lot of great things. They got the big aquarium down in Portland. But Seattle's the only thing I don't like about Seattle is just the political unrest in that city. It just kind of gets to me a little bit.
May not be the best destination right now.
I got to laugh about this one because we're talking about vacations, getting away. I saw pictures today of Chevy Chase and Christie Brinkley, who was. National Lampoon was right. That vacation series, and they showed them what they look like today. Chevy Chase is ugly.
No, I was about to say
he's
looking rough.
He's 80.
Right.
Christie looks really. She's rocking it.
Really.
She's 70 years old and she is rocking it big time. I never get tired of watching that movie. Wally World. And that happened to me one time. I was up in Pennsylvania, and I went up there for an event in Hershey Park. You ever heard of Hershey Park?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was up at Hershey Park, and I went up there, and there was like a hurricane coming in off the coast. So I thought, no, it's not going to. So I went there, and there was nobody there except one guy in a guardhouse. And he goes, "What the heck are you doing here?" He said, "We're closed. Yeah. There's a hurricane coming."
Well, that's the thing. I think of when they got to Wally World and it was closed, and he pulled the gun on him or something. Yeah. Moose says, "You're closed." I say, "You're open." Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully you didn't go down that route.
And John Candy was that security guard.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's just, that's insane. That was a good film, and yeah, some big names in that. Just about 5:15. Before we get off topic any further, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather
behave.
Here for you.
Come on.
Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, got several spots giving us issues, starting with I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still got some typical evening traffic causing backups there. Same with Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. So just that entire little, you know what, it will complete the rectangle. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Got some issues there.
Wow.
So just a rectangle of disaster over here in Pensacola. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's very heavily backed up at this time. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, traveling through Windhaven Beach, is going to give you some trouble as well. And the last major spot is going to be just a little bit of issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming from downtown Milton and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, we've had WEAR's Alan Strum filling in, letting us know what's going on. Alan, what are you seeing, my man?
Similar weather continues for the next several days with mostly sunny skies, a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Rain chance will run at about 40% right on through the next several days and really through the Labor Day weekend as well. So look for sun and clouds, and overnight lows will be dropping down into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Did I tell you earlier today that we were giving away FSU tickets?
You told me that earlier.
Did I mention that to you?
You did.
Just thought I'd throw that in there. Of course.
Not giving them away today.
No. We already went through that one. You already made a liar out of me on that one. In front of all these people.
Right.
I was in that meeting, man. Anyway, they said, give away those tickets.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. We were told that, and then turns out, oopsie poopsie, that's not true. But starting tomorrow, yes, we will have a pair of FSU tickets to give away,
and we
are supposed to be doing that throughout the season.
Yes, we are.
Now, I say at least one pair of tickets tomorrow afternoon, because there are supposed to be two given away, I believe, during Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. But I just know that I've had to give away some tickets that I was not originally assigned to give away because somebody, whether it be during PMN or it be during Pep Talk or somebody just forgot or didn't notice, whatever. And, you know, we give them away no matter what. So we could be giving away one pair of tickets. We could be giving away three tomorrow. You'll just have to see.
Interesting. Here's something for you texters out there. We still have not determined how we're going to give those tickets away.
We haven't. Yeah, we were kind of given just freedom.
Well, we're open to ideas.
Yeah.
For tomorrow. So if you like to text us and kind of give us your two cents in terms of, like, how we should give away FSU tickets this season.
Yep.
Have at it.
Yeah, you can text into 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. If you want to just, I don't know, just spitball some ideas on how we can give them away, what you think would be cute or creative. If you don't have anything, if you're as boring as I am, that's fine.
Fair.
Yeah, well, we'll give them away just our standard way. Also, don't think of anything too difficult.
Yeah, please. Oh, yeah.
Don't make my job harder.
This isn't rocket science.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Good tickets.
Yes,
I want to push that one. These are amazing tickets.
Yeah, and as I said, we are giving them away. This isn't just a one or two time thing. We're giving them away throughout the season.
And Austin, you know, Doe Campbell's been kind of cut back by 20,000 seats or so because they're doing that rebuild over there.
Yeah, like a renovation. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are prime tickets, let me tell you. Give us your input. We'd like to kind of get some ideas how you would like to see us give away these tickets. Starting tomorrow, all season long, FSU tickets going out.
Absolutely. All righty, let's see. 5:18, we will take a quick break. When we return, we've got our typical rundown of headlines going on here for you, including some news about the Trump-Harris debate, including about some a couple of prominent politicians that Trump has recruited. Maybe you've heard of them. We'll tackle those stories and more here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
At different times in our lives, we all have problems. Health problems, financial problems, relationship problems. But at no point are any of these problems our biggest problem. The biggest problem facing mankind is the sin problem. When Jesus came to the earth, he didn't solve everyone's health troubles, although he did help a few. He didn't solve everyone's financial trouble, although he did provide food for some. He didn't solve everyone's relationship problems, although a few were helped in that way. But when Jesus came to the earth, he did solve the problem of sin for everyone. He died a substitutionary death in your place and in mine. All we have to do is call upon him for salvation. Jesus is the greatest problem solver in human history.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, particularly about the fights and the sort of bad behavior surrounding high school and other football games in Escambia County. We also had a good episode of Days of Our Milton, where people were upset about, you know, a lot of different things, because it's always a lot of different things. Also, Santa Rosa County Commission, you know, some interesting discussions there, especially about what happened after the election. So lots of stuff on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 521 here, carrying on with our typical storylines here before we get into another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with this, just wanted to give an update on this as we did last hour. Former President Trump says that he's reached an agreement with Vice President Kamala Harris related to their September 10th debate set for Pennsylvania. In a Truth Social post, Trump said that the debate will be held on ABC News and the rules will be the same as the debate between him and President Biden. He also said that it'll be a stand-up debate and they can't bring any notes. Also, Trump adding Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to his presidential transition team. That's according to a Trump spokesman. Kennedy Jr. and Gabbard both endorsed the former president recently in his bid for the White House, and the transition team's responsibility is apparently to make policy and staffing decisions if Trump defeats Harris in November.
I think it's funny because Trump heard that, yeah, well, you can't bring any notes, and he goes, okay, and your point is.
Right. You know, I mean,
I've never brought notes.
I have never. And you mentioned it. And it's something that, yeah, everyone's noticed, but they just haven't really given much thought to.
Right.
You never see Trump look down. You never see Trump. He doesn't even look to see what he scribbled on his hand. He never looks for any source material. He's just talking.
I'll tell you, I had years ago when I was a younger buck, but I had an opportunity to study under Steve Jobs in Cupertino.
Yeah, you've mentioned that.
And the beautiful thing about Steve was he would give you the flexibility to be creative. He was a very visual type man.
Right.
But what I'm getting at here, he talks about, listen, if you have to get on stage and you have to look at your notes or you have to go by bullet points or whatever,
you've lost it.
Get off stage.
Right.
You must tell the story. And that's what we do here. We tell the story.
Yeah.
And here we go. This is what, follow me. Here comes the leap. In 12 minutes or so from right now, I'm going to be giving you this Saturday's updates for SEC football.
Really?
So we're going to give you all the games coming up on Saturday. And we'll go over all of the stuff that we have covered and what we will be covering for you, and plus giving away free tickets to FSU games this year.
That was a very interesting segue, Chris.
Nice programming.
I was about to say, Take that how you will. But yeah, it's very interesting to segue there. But all right, I guess listen out for that. Also, we've got Israel saying that a former hostage held by Hamas is in stable condition after being rescued. The Israeli military announced the rescue today after what it described as a complex operation in southern Gaza. The 52-year-old man is said to be in stable condition, so that is good news. Did want to stress that. But Hamas is believed to still be holding more than 100 hostages who were taken during the October 7th attacks on Israel. And yesterday, National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said that ceasefire talks are moving forward this week following weekend strikes by Israel and Hezbollah.
I must tell you that National Hurricane boys are getting kind of busy. Most of the activity out on the West Coast, Hawaii getting those storms coming in there. We are watching a low front. It's down in the south of the Caribbean. It could develop into something. I'm not going to say it is, but we're watching it. Right. They're saying 4 days out or so. And if it does develop, the trends and the steering currents have it as an East Coast storm, not a Gulf Coast event. Right. So we're watching it for you. And like I said, give me 4 days and I'll have more for you on that one.
Okay. Yeah, and I actually have a follow-up regarding just a state headline here regarding the hurricane stuff and the responses to those sorts of crises, and I'll get more on that after traffic and weather together here. Let's see. Looking at the roads, we still have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and man, on Pensacola Boulevard, that's Highway 29. If you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, that has since gotten very rough looking. Speaking of Burgess, the intersection with it and Palafox Street also looking rough. So just that entire area has been nightmarish. Highway 29, again, if you continue northbound, this is once again Pensacola Boulevard approaching 10 Mile Road. We've got some backups in that area as well. So a couple of waves of congestion there. Outside of Pensacola, my goodness, I have been tripping and tripping on my words today. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, giving you some issues still. Same with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. And we did have some issues on Highway 90 or Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton areas, but most of that has seemingly subsided. So there's some good news to finish your road update on. As for the weather, meteorologist Alan Strum from WEAR, how's it looking, Alan?
Similar weather continues for the next several days with mostly sunny skies, a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Rain chance will run at about 40% right on through the next several days and really through the Labor Day weekend as well. So look for sun and clouds, and overnight lows will be dropping down into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty, carrying on to what I wanted to say about hurricane responses here. Help is on the way for business owners who are impacted by Hurricane Debbie. So here's some good news for you. Florida Commerce says that disaster unemployment assistance is available for anyone who is unable to work as a direct result of the storm. Applications were available for residents in Manatee and Sarasota counties, as well as communities in the Big Bend area. People apparently need to show proof that they were working or self-employed during the disaster, though. But nonetheless, help is on the way. The deadline to submit a claim is for October 15th. I kept that in there because it shows, I mean, you know, we always talk in this area in particular about how, vigorously we work to try to get in front of these storms and all that and be prepared and help our fellow counties and so on and so forth. So to see such a pretty wide range of time there to really help these people get back on their feet is a good news story for your state of Florida today.
You know, we also had a big blow in May. Remember all the storms that came through in May?
Yeah.
And you sparked my interest here because I remember writing the story earlier today. I wanted to share it with you. Almost forgot about it. A U.S. SBA Disaster Loan Outreach Center has opened up in Jay to help businesses and residents affected by those May storms and tornadoes. They were horrible. Yeah. They were just absolutely horrible. The disaster declaration covered Santa Rosa County, Escambia County, by the way, not included in this. The center's open weekdays 10 to 6, Saturdays 2 to 10 to 2, and it's located in the Jay Town Hall. And, of course, it's over on Highway 4.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Also touched on this last hour, but of course, we always try to give our hourly updates at the very least. Wall Street closing slightly higher with the Dow Jones Industrial Average notching another new record. Stocks struggled for direction in light trading for much of the session. NVIDIA shares advanced nearly 1.5% to help lift markets ahead of its highly anticipated earnings report on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow gained nearly 10 points to 41,250. The S&P 500 added almost 9 points to 56,25. And the NASDAQ rose 29 points to 17,754.
Well, a few Hail Marys floating around the Catholic high school campus here. What a team. High school football underway for 24. Pensacola Catholic is the top team in Florida from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Deserved.
Yep. Sitting at number 35 overall after their huge win over Navarre last week. Were you surprised by that win?
Yes.
Not- I was not only surprised by the score. That's what surprised me.
Well, and that's the thing. We've given them credit. They're a great team. Yes, they have been recently. So it's not new to see them do well. And, hey, look, home opener, you're at home, right? Navarre's been good. It's not like they're impenetrable. So beating Navarre is one thing. That's great. 33-0. Navarre doesn't lose that way to teams in this area. They just don't.
It's that triangle there with Navarre playing rival Gulf Breeze or Catholic. Those are the teams that really do hammer home there. But I was just amazed how Catholic just blew out the Raiders.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The Catholics also the fifth-ranked team in all of Class 2A in the state of Florida.
I mean, right now I can't say that I'm surprised. They have been cooking.
Listen, they got a great coach, they got a great team, they got a great program, and when it all is said and done, look for them to be in the finals coming up after this thing's all said and done.
It's my grandma's alma mater, so I'd hope so. But let's see. Yeah, that's a good start to our sports session. We'll get more on that after the Fox News break coming up.
I'm John Saucier. Former President Trump agreeing to a September 10th presidential debate on ABC. Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump says the former president has been very agreeable to debate.
There's never been a question that Donald Trump wants debates. He's ready to do the September 4th Fox debate, which, not surprisingly, Martha, Kamala Harris and her team cannot agree to.
Well, the vice president and her running mate, Tim Walz, will set for the first major interview since the DNC Thursday night on CNN. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder on the Fox News Channel with an update on where things stand on ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas.
It's important to continue this full court press to get this ceasefire deal and to get these hostages released. And as I understand it, those talks continue and we're hopeful that a deal will be reached.
America is listening to Fox News.
Go with your money now. As expected, National Football League team owners this afternoon voted in favor of allowing select private equity firms to buy up to a 10% stake of a team. Each fund or consortium will be able to make deals with up to six teams, and the league today also gave the go-ahead for several firms to make deals. People familiar with the plans say those firms collectively intend to commit $12 billion of capital to be raised over time. A stock split could be in the works at Costco Wholesale. Oppenheimer analysts note that Costco's share price is up nearly 40% this year and is now above $900, and there's been a trend among retailers with similarly high prices to split. Costco hasn't split its stock since the year 2000. Oppenheimer has an outperform rating on shares of Costco, and the stock today rose 1.8%. It was a lackluster Tuesday session overall. The S&P 500 edged up 9 points. The Dow Industrials rose 10, giving the blue chip gauge another fresh closing high. The NASDAQ tacked on 29. That's your money now.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm Lanelle Willingham with a Sportsman.
The NFL regular season gets geared up to be kicked off next week with the Chiefs and the Ravens battling it out in the AFC. But there's one division that I feel like is not getting enough respect, the AFC South. With C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson, and potentially Will Levis rising to the top, this division all of a sudden goes from being one of the NFL's duds to maybe one of the NFL's studs. I'm Lanelle Willingham.
Our Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on Valspar Reserve or HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity or Showcase Interior Paint via Lowe's gift card rebate. Whether you're painting one accent wall or want to freshen up a whole room, we've got you covered. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Valid through 9/4.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
That time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Call it right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. All righty, let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, we're starting to see traffic just barely break up at around this time. Still have some issues, though. Let's see. Man, Highway 29 giving us some trouble if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Palafox Street at the intersection with Burgess Road has a lot of problems. And I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Those few spots are still giving us some pretty severe congestion. Outside of that, it's just going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, We've got WEAR's Alan Strum on the scene with us. Alan, what is going on, my man?
Similar weather continues for the next several days with mostly sunny skies, a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Rain chance will run at about 40% right on through the next several days and really through the Labor Day weekend as well. So look for sun and clouds, and overnight lows will be dropping down into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Now, I want to pass the torch over to Chris here because you had mentioned about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. That's it. 15 minutes ago. I have time knowledge. I swear. I have a perception of it.
Right.
You had mentioned SEC football. You wanted to touch on some of the big games going on this week because there are a lot.
Oh, you know, everybody's ready for this stuff. I mean,
Lord knows
we've waited so long. Let me just run it down for you so you can get your fix ready and get all kind of settled in for the weekend's football. Lineup, Western Kentucky at Alabama. It's UABP at Arkansas. That's going to be played in Little Rock.
That's Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Exactly. I had a chance to work radio in Little Rock, and what an interesting city that thing is. It's just, if you're a boy, I mean, let me tell you, Arkansas rules in terms of Fayetteville and just the team.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my
yeah.
gosh! Great party. Great party state. Good people in Arkansas. Really are. Alabama A&M at Auburn. Miami at Florida. Now, that's going to be a game.
Yes, it is.
That is going to be. Who are you pulling for in that one?
I personally want Miami, but it's anyone's game. It's a rivalry. It's first week. Florida's underachieved these past few years. Miami's underachieved the past 20. So, it's, I don't know.
Are you familiar with Billy Napier?
Yeah, not really for good reason.
Yeah. He's quite a philosopher. If you ever listen to him in his pressers and his after game press conferences, he gets into some really deep philosophy.
Right.
I'm going to pull for Miami in that game. I really am. I think that
I love how you're like, he is such a philosophical mind. Anyway, go Canes.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, are they going to be passing away around all that gold on the sidelines? That's what I want.
Oh, I'm sure if they get an interception or two. Okay. But yeah, okay. I just love, man, I love, I'm glad that we record these podcast episodes. His philosophy, hey, he's a philosopher, but he sucks. Go Miami.
Okay. Meg Pelletier, the former big dog over at the Pensacola Beach Chamber.
Right.
This one's for you, Meg. Georgia taking on Clemson. They're going to play this one in Atlanta.
Yeah. Clemson's not winning that.
No.
Most likely not.
I don't think so. Southern Miss at Kentucky. Furman at Ole Miss. Eastern Kentucky at Mississippi State. Murray State at Missouri. Temple at Oklahoma. Old Dominion at South Carolina. Does SC have a team this year?
South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean a good team is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
I know they got a team.
Yeah, just named them, man. Last year, I think they went 5-7.
Yeah,
so most recently, they weren't that good.
Okay.
I hate to cut you off, but typically they have one of the toughest schedules in America because not only do they have to play several SEC competition, which a lot of the time would include like Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia, but they play Clemson every year as a rival.
Absolutely. UT Chattanooga at Tennessee. Colorado State at Texas. Let me tell you, living in Denver, you used to have to take the, I think it was the 35 freeway. Anyway, up to Greeley, Colorado. Mm. When it rained on that road and you got close to Greeley, you knew it. A lot of cows, man.
Ugh.
It was beautiful. Okay, Notre Dame at Texas A&M, Virginia Tech at Vandy, and a big game coming up is the LSU-USC game. They're playing that one in Vegas.
Yeah, you got to give credit to the handful of games that we heard there.
That's a Sunday game, by the way.
It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I won't put that in.
I think it's the only major, at least, Sunday game. But no, I mean, you got to give some of those teams credit for getting on the phone. Obviously, there's a lot of Ole Misses out there who like to play Furman to start their season. Wake Forest plays Thursday. My Deacs are no different. They're playing North Carolina A&T. You know, they're getting some little guy on the phone to start the year. But you got to respect some of those guys, especially Vandy. Vandy's terrible every year. So for them to get Va Tech, who's supposed to be a dark horse in the Atlantic Coast, that's huge.
Okay, but we do have the big game. Of course, it's UWF McKendree Thursday, September 5th.
Yes. So that is next Thursday.
5:30. We're going with 5:30, I think. In terms of the kickoff,
until further notice, our coverage will say 5:30. Okay. If you don't hear it at 5:30, you're going to be hearing it at 6.
Okay, we have the game.
Yes, we do have the game.
We have the game.
And I also want to say this because you were just talking about SEC, and though some people may not be happy about it, this is nonetheless an SEC athletic university now. University of Oklahoma, their running backs coach DeMarco Murray has been suspended for one game by the NCAA. The suspension is for recruiting violations that happened over a 16-month period. The investigation found Murray contacted 17 prospects outside of the permitted time period, making 65 phone calls and sending 36 texts. Murray told officials that he was not aware that the COVID-19 waiver of recruiting rules had expired. It's kind of a good excuse. We'll see how that works out for him. I guess that's why he only got a one-game suspension. Also, the same investigation found violations by former Oklahoma track and field head coach Tim Langford. Langford directed a female athlete to give some of her scholarship money to two males on the track and field team. Murray will miss the season opener against Temple this Friday night. My goodness. Wow. So Oklahoma, not a very moral note to enter the conference on. My goodness.
So I'm looking at this sheet here. Are we also carrying the Miami-Florida game?
Oh.
Over on the ESPN, our sister station.
We may be on Saturday.
I'm thinking it says Saturday at 2:00.
Mm. Well, okay. That I don't want to promise something that I am not sure of. I'm sure we are covering some games on ESPN Pensacola on Saturday. I mean, it's a loaded weekend.
Yes, it is.
So I'm sure we are. But yes, I do not want to confirm that with my own voice. Chris, you can do whatever you want.
Even before you get into the weekend's activities, we got Tomahawk Talk coming up tomorrow.
Yep.
9 to 10, Pensacola's premier lawyer, Terrence Gross.
Yes, sir.
Doing that show. Boy, you know, he bleeds FSU.
Bleeds garnet and gold,
he
baby.
He really does, man. If you want to know something, just ask Terrence.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
Okay, and Friday coming up, roll the, should be the RTR show. RTR. Roll Tide, roll.
Like pirates, yes.
So that's a 10 a.m. start on that one. And doggone Austin's going to be hosting that show.
Yes, I am. I plan on doing it all season. I believe that is the intention currently. And I would expect Friday to just be about like a schedule breakdown and stuff, and maybe talk about what maybe the floor and ceiling is for Alabama as we enter this new season. Because it's, you know, I'm sure Alabama's going to do fine, but it is nonetheless an identity change.
I'm thinking about wearing my yellow jacket and purple shirt on Friday.
You go right
for the
ahead.
LSU-USC game. I'm ready for it, man.
Oh, no, I'm going to be wearing Wake Forest stuff on Thursday.
Because
I already warned you, Chris. My phone, I got YouTube TV on that sucker, all right? I'm going to be, or ESPN is actually what I'm going to be watching. I'm going to have Wake Forest going on my phone for the last hour of Pensacola right now. You won't hear it. I'll be professional enough to have it muted, but just keep that in mind. If you hear me hesitating a bit more or going, yeah, maybe that's why I'm going to be a little bit distracted. All right, just past 4:45 here.
Nice disclaimer, man.
Yeah, just got to let the people know. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather here. Still got the same backups we were touching on earlier, and hopefully these are going to start dying down as we approach the 6:00 hour. Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, still giving us some very heavy backups there. Same with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, especially if you're traveling northbound on Palafox. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound, coming from I-10, approaching 9 Mile. That is still giving us some issues as well. Outside of that, it's just going to be a little bit of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, coming from Windhaven Beach and traveling westward towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Chief Meteorologist, Alan Strum. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Similar weather continues for the next several days with mostly sunny skies, a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Rain chance will run at about 40% right on through the next several days and really through the Labor Day weekend as well. So look for sun and clouds, and overnight lows will be dropping down into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Wanted to give another quick sports note here. The opening ceremony of the 2024 Paralympic Games is tomorrow in Paris. The Olympic cauldron will be lit again through the closing ceremony September 8th. Here in the U.S., it will be shown on USA Network and Peacock.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I was on the board of directors for Colorado Special Olympics when I was in Denver, and I got to tell you, man, those athletes are incredible. Just to do what they have to do and with the adversity they have to deal with, huh? Man, Great stuff.
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to be watching. I really didn't watch. Did you watch the Olympics?
Not much.
Be transparent with me now.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, I saw like bits and pieces, I want to say.
I didn't, but I am going
like
to watch.
On social media.
I'm going to watch the paralegal. The paralegal.
The paralegal, yeah.
The paralegal yeah. Olympics.
We'll watch Law and Order. We'll watch that.
But I will definitely watch those games.
No, for sure. Also, just wanted to touch on
paralegal.
This.
Paralegal? Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, it makes sense to me. Parala. I get it. But either way, I was about to dig into the story, but you know what? No, I will save it for when we return because it's already 5:49. See, look, time flies when you're having fun. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back shortly.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 5:51 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather in just a few minutes for you. But first, wanted to touch on this. Companies are being flooded with job applicants from North Korea, apparently. Tech startup Cinder says that it suspects as many as 4 in 5 applicants from some job websites are part of a remote work scheme aimed to help fund the North Korean state, according to Forbes. A cybersecurity expert told the news outlet it saw one email account automated to apply to 300 different jobs, usually in IT. Once hired, they use AI to do the work for them and can make as much as $300,000 a year. Mm. My goodness, isn't that kind of strange?
Good bucks.
For sure, yeah. Also, we've got video game voice actors planning to picket outside Warner Brothers Studio on Wednesday. The labor action begins at 9 a.m. local time outside Gate 5 of the Warner Brothers lot. The SAG-AFTRA members want a new contract that, among other things, protects against losing work to AI, and the union voiceover artists have been on strike since July 26th.
I was a SAG signatory for years.
Really?
In Los Angeles. Yeah, so I'm kind of with those guys on the picket line.
Fight the power, that sort of thing.
Power man!
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Bobby and I remember a couple weeks back, we talked about it when he was hosting the show for a bit. And yeah, it was just a matter of, I don't know. It was very, it's very unfortunate because he was talking about a buddy of his that makes movies down south in Florida. And the guy was just like, you know, yeah, just about all of it's AI generated. And as far as the people who get upset about it with SAG-AFTRA or something, you just avoid those people. And it sucks that you have the ability to, you know.
I don't want to hear that.
That's the thing. It sucks that you have the ability to just, hey, tune those people out. Because I can make enough of the movie by myself with this little AI generator thing here. without them. I mean, that's scary to think about it for anyone in that field.
Okay, never remind me to never take you to one of the side meetings I go to. you stay. I don't think they want to hear what you have to say. Summer music schedule. Let the music crank up tonight. And it's going to 7 o'clock. Bands on the Beach. Christy D's Bad Juju cranks it up on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. 7 o'clock. Be sure and bring along the blankets and beach chairs. The only thing we ask, leave the pets and the glass at home.
Yeah, yes.
Just don't want that. And tonight after, I guess it wraps about 9 or so, Austin?
Yes, Bands on the Beach wraps up at 9.
Jump on the trolley. It's free. Take a cruise up and down the island. You'll love it.
All righty, let's see. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. All right, looking at the maps, I'm going into it just as ignorant about it as everyone else. I want to see if the traffic is lessening at all, even if just a little bit. From what I'm seeing, we've still got a few issues giving us some trouble. So let's see. Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is still backed up. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. Those few spots are the worst looking right now. Outside of that, may have a little bit of backup still if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing through Wind Haven Beach. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. And hopefully, just about all those spots will be cleared out by the time we cover traffic for the first time in the 6 o'clock hour. As for weather, we've got Alan Strum from WEAR here with us. Alan, what is going on, sir?
Similar weather continues for the next several days with mostly sunny skies, a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Rain chance will run at about 40% right on through the next several days and really through the Labor Day weekend as well. So look for sun and clouds, and overnight lows will be dropping down into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Well, you like the blues, of course.
Yeah, who doesn't?
If you ever been to the shows and you walk up and down the flight line with the other 200,000 people that are just a few of your close friends, if you've ever noticed that special seating section right there on the flight line, and you think, how in the world can I get in those seats? Let me tell you, you came to the right place here. Absolutely. You can eliminate the lines of traffic and go stress-free to this year's Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. Put this on your calendar, November 1st and 2nd. We're going to be there. I can tell you that one right now. Yeah. We'll be all over this one. Premier preferred seating options now on sale at the event's official website. You, too, can have bathroom access with a smile on your face. Instead of, oh, my God, I'm not going to make it.
All right.
I don't have a bathroom. Hey, you got bathrooms, man. They throw a lot of great chitkas in there for you. So, yeah, take advantage of those seats, and then you won't have to ask yourself, how the heck did they get those seats? You could be saying that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you could be the one sitting there asking. You could be the one sitting on the outside asking, how do they do that? Or you can be the one that they're asking about.
How do you do that?
You pick. You decide. All righty, let's see.
I love the blues.
Oh, absolutely.
Never also, get tired of them.
Wanted to clear up the air here, and I'll stress this in hour three when we touch on it again. But I did want to say, we were talking about some upcoming stuff for ESPN, and Chris, you had mentioned that we have Miami and Florida on ESPN Pensacola. On Saturday at 2 p.m.
Well, I was just stabbing it that I wasn't sure.
And that's the thing. Yeah, because Jeremy gave you this, correct?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So that's the thing. I had asked about it just to be sure. And it seems like, yes, this is supposed to be upcoming ESPN Pensacola stuff.
Nice.
So, yes, very, very good stuff here. But so we do have confirmation that it will be Miami, Florida on ESPN Pensacola, covered starting, I'm assuming, at around 2 p.m. That's what it says here, on Saturday. So just wanted to make sure I had the official form there. So my apologies for the little mix-up there. But anyway, where I was going with this was something completely unrelated. The FBI is warning Floridians about an increase in scams targeting the senior citizen community. This is, of course, something that everybody needs to worry about. Federal agents and the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office say that they have seen a spike in well-orchestrated cash and gold bar schemes. The FBI Tampa Field Office has reported losses from victims of $300,000. Special Agent in Charge Matthew Fodor says that the criminals are following a well-rehearsed script to pressure victims into handing over their money or liquidating their assets. And it says, anyone who believes they have fallen victim to these kinds of scams can contact their local police or dial 1-800-CALL-FBI. Again, that's 1-800-CALL-FBI. So senior citizens, man, they may not know how the technology works. And as a result, they may just be a bit more naive. They don't know just how elaborate these scams get. and they find
themselves
out of money.
Are you looking at me for a specific reason? Are you pointing your finger at me?
Looking at you as a co-host, as a senior.
All right. Hey, I got to talk to home buyers and sellers here for a second.
Go right ahead.
A lot of effort is being put, and there's a lot of financial knuckleheads out there. I want you to, what I'm getting at, be safe with your investment. I hear a lot of things on here. You know, I did, I was on CNN for 9.5 years in New Orleans doing a financial show. And so when I see some of these people talking it up and they know nothing what they're talking about, you want to pull your hair out. Not that I have a lot to pull out anymore, but I did want to remind everybody, here are your today's numbers if you're looking for that mortgage. Here you go. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rates remaining below 7%. The average 30-year rate, 6.43%. That 15-year rate, 5.96%. Yes, it is looking better to buy a home.
Yes.
Or to sell a home. But be cautious.
Be cautious, of course.
It can flip on you real fast. In September, we'll see what Jerome Powell has to do about the Fed. And quarter point, maybe half point. It's all up to Jerome and those band of central banking bandits.
Yes, central banking bandits.
I threw that in here.
No, that rolls off the tongue.
Hey, thanks for having us on today.
Yeah. That just about does it for hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We've got hour number three coming up after this upcoming WEAR Top of Hour News segment. And when we return, we'll give you one last rundown of everything happening in your world on this beautiful Tuesday. Stay tuned.